trying to think, maybe my interest in this movie is just basically off the hype. Because yeah. I wouldn't even thought about watching this movie if I didn't hear so much about it.
Yeah, and I had known about the movie. I think someone had mentioned it to me. I had seen an article, and that was really my only exposure to it. And then I think when Matt said he was going to watch it, I had looked at the trailer like, all right, this seems somewhat interesting. But after those first 10 minutes, that's when the movie was just like, oh, okay, well, this thing better have a good payoff. And the payoff right. wasn't even that great.
Like you said, the first 10 minutes, man, it set a tone. It set a tone. I was like, okay, it set a tone. Let's see where it goes. And to me, at that point, when that tone was set, it would have kept that tempo. It would have been a better movie, but it kind of went downhill. Now, I'm not like you are with the flashbacks, but in this movie, it was blowing the shit out of me. It was annoying the hell out of me. I was like, come on.
Because
man.
The story is not strong enough. That's why. That's exactly why flashbacks happen, is that the story is not strong enough to be told in a straightforward narrative.
Just to add on to what you said, I was about to say, one of the biggest flaws of this movie is it was poorly written to me. A lot of lazy writing. Because I was watching the movie, I said, okay, so after a while, they figured out that the birds are the ones that detect when their creature or the entity is around. So you say you can't see. Why do you have to cover your eyes? Just make sure you have some damn birds on you. Watch where you're going. And as soon as those birds start kirking out, put that damn blindfold on.
Yeah. See, again, that's when I go to the camera.
Makes too much sense.
Explanation that the logic of the world does not necessarily pay off the way right. that it should. So everything in the quiet place.
Makes sense.
Makes sense. You make noise, something bad happens. This one is like you open your eyes. You can open your eyes for a few seconds. But if you hold it open long enough, you go crazy.
It's rude.
And then another, what is that period? What is that period of time? Like you said, like, can I just open my eyes for a second and then close them?
And you can. You can. And once they figured out when these things were around, wherever they were seen was around by the bird, just make sure everyone had a damn bird on their ass and just do what you got to do. As soon as that bird starts chirping, put your blindfold on, chill. That shit can do anything to you. You know, they did try to play it off like it could at one point, because remember when the little girl went off the boat, right? And she used her little her wire to make sure that she didn't get lost. The entity was around her, and then she got yanked. They tried to make it seem like, oh, those things could grab you. No, they can't.
Yeah. This is again, it's just a mishmash of a whole bunch of stuff. You know, at some point, no one's hearing voices. No one's hearing voices about anything. And then people start hearing voices, and that just becomes the themes, like, oh, well, you can hear voices now. And then, like you said, all of a sudden it's knocking you around. I'm like, hold on. It wasn't knocking people around in the first 10 minutes of the movie.
People right. It's were, inconsistent.
Yeah.
They're inconsistent as shit. And the thing is, it wasn't really knocking them around, but they wanted to give you that illusion. Whoever wrote this and the direction, the writer and directing, they just wanted to, I say, play with the audience. If they wanted to do all that, they should establish that from the very beginning. And then.
Definitely.
They didn't. They didn't, because I'm going to mess up his name. Trevante, what's his last name again?
Rhodes.
He shouldn't have died. Once they got attacked by the crazies, let's call them that, because it's basically what they are, because they were mentally unstable. And those are the only ones that could actually survive seeing these things, because they were just so crazy that it was
still
all
not logical, but go ahead.
Yeah. So after he took care of them, he ended up getting shot. It didn't seem like it was like maybe a flesh wound or something like that, because he was still kind of stable. But then he took off his blindfold to see them, because he was like, you know what, fuck it. I need to make sure that Sandra Bullock and the kids get away. That's fine. But after he killed the last guy, put your blindfold on, bruh. You done. Why are your blindfold still on? You knew what's coming. And the thing is, there's also another telltale sign. Every time the wind gust kicks up, that thing's around. Not including the birds. So it's just so many things that give this shit away, that it's so many plot holes, it damages the movie. If they would have cleared these plot holes, this would have been a better movie.
I agree. The rules that they establish, they break those in an effort to move the story along. And I think this somehow might have just been a better book than a movie. Stephen King writes a lot of this crap, but not all of it gets turned into a movie. And this is just an average story. Average movie. Really nothing interesting about it other than the internet lore around this movie. Like, hey, well, there's Bird Box memes.
I was about to say, that's the only thing that I'm enjoying about this, the Bird Box memes. Them things are funny as hell. I enjoy that more so than I do the movie.
And I could see if it was a better movie, maybe the memes might mean a lot more. But and on top of that, I mean, I don't really like horror movies as much as you do, James. So I was just sitting there like, yeah, all right, please get to the end. Please have a good payoff.
The payoff was the weakest damn payoff. And maybe you guys could disagree or agree. So the whole movie is them going down the river to meet up with other survivors. And throughout that whole time that they're going down this river, they're having flashbacks basically showing how they got to this point. They end up going down the river and they meet this guy named Rick, which is funny because as soon as I heard that, I said, oh my God, whoever wrote this, are they a Walking Dead fan? So they're going to go see Rick,
they
right?
are.
Probably.
Are you serious? Joking or are you serious, Matt?
I have no idea. That's what I was thinking about.
Because I was just like, okay, all right. But it just seemed a little bit too coincidental. So they go to meet up with Rick after their little situation where the guy dies, the secondary character, he dies. And then after that, they find out that Rick is blind and they're at the school for the blind. That's their refuge. How's that solve the problem? So they're going to be in this school till they die with the school of the blind.
All right.
The blind people
so
there.
Again, that ending reminds me of two things. Again, World War Z. The other one is I'm Legend. Society still goes on after this tragic random event. It's like, okay, World War Z did it okay. And as much as I'm not a big Will Smith fan, I'm Legend, yeah, it's all right. This one would have to rank it below I'm Legend.
They just got tired. Like, you know what? He's going to end up in school to blind. And then Sandra Bullock's character is going to look up with hope. End scene. I get it. Before the people, the listeners' podcast get on me about the message they're trying to convey about her being standoffish and just opening up and all this other shit. I get what they were trying to convey. Character progression movie, closed off. She didn't want to have any attachments to people. She really didn't want to be a mother. And then all of a sudden now, things forced her to basically embrace that role of motherhood and all that shit and to open up and have a sense of hope. I get it. I get it. I don't want to hear all that. I understand that. But what I'm trying to explain is that was lazy as fuck, that ending. That ending was just like, yeah. Yeah.
All right.
School to blind.
So if you remember the movie that we had reviewed called The Ritual, it's about those four guys that went off and I guess it was somewhere in Europe and all that weird stuff started to happen. That ending to that movie saves the movie because the lead up to that, there's a couple of weird things that happen, but it's just mostly a lot of walking, a lot of nothing happening. The same thing happens in this movie, but the payoff for the ending is not good. So,
I mean, like I said, the movie wasn't bad. It wasn't
bad, it's not terrible, but
the hype killed it for me.
Yeah, there's too many points to pick out that, hey, well, this was wrong, or this was not as good as it should be, or this was telegraphed, or as you said, the internet just said, oh, well, Bird Box is great. News article, Bird Box. Oh, okay. This is average.
And the thing is, it's teetering on average.
Yeah.
It's not like above average. You know, like a, you know, a high average or nothing like that. No. This is like average. And if it decides to sneeze, that shit's below average.
Sneeze, really?
And the hype killed it. If this movie didn't have that much hype, it probably got a better score for me.
If this movie didn't have that much hype, no one would watch it because, again, Netflix puts out.
Nobody would watch
Netflix puts out a lot of movies, with a lot of famous people in it. For whatever reason, oh, Sandra Bullock, oh, we got to watch this. Oh, great. Okay, well, this is a little bland,
just a tad.
Yeah, it's not angry bland. Like, why am I watching this? Like, okay, well, it took me, I wouldn't say two attempts, but I watched the movie in two settings, and then I think another problem with the movie is just too long. The movie's like 2 hours or something like that.
Yeah, it's pretty long.
It was 2 hours, man. And then you know what, the mystery of all mysteries, what the fuck happened to motherfucking Machine Gun Kelly and that girl? They just dipped out. That was funny as shit. That's where they write off the character. What was the point of them being in the fucking movie? Because someone explained to me. So
I don't know. Just so they can have a scene that humanity needs to have sex.
Yeah, so basically the scene they were fucking. And then the next scene is like, oh, we're going to the store and they dip. They don't come back. So
see, this is just one of those movies that someone hopes to bring out in the theater. And for whatever reason, the distribution or studios have financed this movie and then dropped it and Netflix picks it up. That's kind of how this movie feels. You look at something like A Quiet Place and how competent that movie is. And then this movie, that A Quiet Place does not break his own rules. They have a character that breaks the rules intentionally, but it does not do that. Like this movie.
But he does that with a purpose.
Yeah. But this movie, again, same thing kind of happens in The Quiet Place. A character is pregnant, but they use that pregnancy as an effective way to show you that this is how things can go completely wrong very quickly. Hey, well, we have to build this kind of sarcophagus or container to keep the baby in to make sure.
Which was fucking genius.
Yeah. And then another thing, just kind of, I wouldn't say that it frustrated me. It was just that they just called him boy and girl when all the other characters have names.
Lazy, man. But then it was lazy, but it also was trying to establish that Sandra's character didn't want to be a mother and she wanted the disassociation of having attachments and all like that. So they wanted to do that, but at the same time, I mean, damn, you could at least give the kids names. I get it. I get it. I just think it's poorly done.
That part wasn't part of the budget.